You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 a.m. here on this Tuesday, January 23rd, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Randy Berquist, the Crookston School Superintendent. Randy, good to see you again. How are you doing on this Tuesday?
Tyler, it's great to be here again. I'm doing great because it's not as cold as it was last week. Really excited to be here. I want to wish all the families, the parents, the students, the staff members, and the community members, I hope you all had a great holiday season, and I hope you have a great 2024.
It's off to a great start so far. And so board meeting took place last night.
Correct.
A lot of things took place.
Yep.
Where'd you like to begin?
Well, first of all, in January, when we have board meetings, it's the reorganization meeting for our school board members, and nothing's going to change. We'll still have Frank Fee will be our board chair, and the other board members in their positions will stay the same. You know, you have to give board members a lot of credit because there's a lot of extra time that they put in, whether it's emails, phone calls, and these board meetings, of course. So we've got that. We actually also, in January, when they have the reorganization meeting, we also, the school board designates certain businesses, law firms, media outlets, and they set school board meeting dates and times. So, for example, our official law firm is the Fisher Rust Stock and Rust, and then the one out of the cities is Ratwick, Roslick, and Maloney. Our official media outlets are the Crookston Times, the KROX radio station, and our school board meeting dates and times will be the fourth Monday of each month at 5 o'clock p.m. And then we have our Truth and Taxation hearing meeting Monday, December 9th, next December, or this coming December at 6 o'clock p.m. So those were some things that were decided last night. Another thing that is common at school board meetings in January is the school board, many school boards will do a resolution directing the administration to make recommendations for reductions in programs and positions and reasons thereof. Now, that's just standard. That doesn't mean right now we're going to go out and say, okay, you're cutting your job or whatever. If my personal feeling is if we ever have to make cuts in any district that I'm part of, I want to make sure that it's going to be something that least affects our students. Because the bottom line in education, we have to provide the opportunities for our students, whatever that might look like, whatever field they choose to go into. So that's just common. I think many school boards do that in January. Matter of fact, I don't know if any school boards do it after January, but that's common in school board meetings in January.
How come it's in January?
I think because it's the start of technically the new year. Plus, if you have to make cuts, you have to let teachers or individuals know in plenty of enough time. You know, by February, by March. I think there's a date in there. I can't remember if it's April 1st or something. But if you have to make cuts, at least it gives an opportunity for somebody to pursue other opportunities. And again, I want to make sure that we have the least effect on students and staff, for that matter. I've been when I was a teacher, I was on that potential chopping block, and it's no fun at all. So I understand where individuals are coming from. They might get worried, whatever. So we're going to try to make at least painful on anybody involved.
It's very unsettling for the teachers and also for the students too, if that's right. A really good teacher or a teacher that they really connect with, thinking that, hey, I might not see this teacher next year.
Correct. Absolutely. Because, you know, being an educator, whether you're a teacher, a principal, a paraprofessional, bus driver, cafeteria worker, superintendent, it's all about making connections with students, because being a young person today is very hard. There's a lot of things that go on in the young person's life, and we have to make connections.
And it's a common theme with our Valley Talks that we've talked about, where it's all about the students, making sure it's a positive environment for the students.
Yeah, absolutely, Tyler. You know, I think it could be argued that I'm not the brightest bulb out there, and I'm not very good at a lot of things, but I'm very passionate about young people and giving them opportunities. For example, last night, went to the one-act play. It was a fabulous play. They did a really nice job. The students did a great job, and there was a lot of people in the auditorium, and then afterwards we got to go. I did a fist bump to all the individuals that were that participated in that play, and one-act play, and it was very touching, the play was. So nice job to those students. Tonight there's a boys' basketball game. Be heading there to watch that. It's It's all about making connections. And when students see that their teacher or principal or superintendent are at their activities, I think whatever activity it might be, I think it's a great thing for those students to see that. And I think it's great on our part as educators, no matter what position we're at, to let the kids know, hey, I care about you. Whether you're in one-act play or basketball, we want to see you succeed and we want to see you try different things.
Well, we hear in all areas of our society, the leadership starts at the top. And so it's very important that you're able to be out to all kinds of events and you're out there showing your support and having those connections with the students, too. It's very important that they're able to feel comfortable talking to the school superintendent or to the principal or something like that, not just about serious matters.
Yeah, you know something, Tyler, I've always been student-focused, student-centered, and I've tried to create positive relationships with students because I've mentioned this a number of times. Some students come with a lot of baggage. And, you know, I was a young person once. I came with a lot of baggage myself, and it's always about making connections. So whether I was a teacher, a coach, a principal, or a superintendent, I really care about the kids, and I don't care who they are, where they're from. We have to show our we have to be there for them.
Absolutely. And let's get back to the school board meeting from last night. Still a lot of things that we haven't even covered yet.
Correct. I'm sorry, Tyler. I get talking a lot.
Nope, that's
very
all right.
Passionate.
And that's what we're here for. So where would you like to go next?
Well, we just want to talk about the MSBA, Minnesota School Boards Association, recommends certain policies that they say, hey, we think you as a school district, public school district, need to adopt these policies. One policy that's recently was read last night is policy 801. It's basically the policy states that we have to have equal opportunities for student groups to come and not during school time, not a school-sponsored activity. I used the example last night, sweatpants club. Okay, I would love to be part of a sweatpants club. And if I want to have a meeting of the sweatpants club, I need to go to the principal, which is in the policy. It's not school sponsored. However, we're creating a safe space for the sweatpants club. And what happens is maybe I have a meeting. Maybe I'm a student. I'm going to have a sweatpants club meeting at 3:30. Well, this policy, there's a procedure that students have to go through. And in this policy, it states that it cannot be teacher driven or administrator driven. However, as a superintendent, we have to have somebody there monitoring those meetings, because if we just let 10 students come to the sweatpants club meeting in this case, and then somebody gets in a fight, we don't have somebody there, that's not good either. So the liability issues are very important. But basically, if a group wants to come and use the school, as long as it's not during school time and as long as it's not teacher-driven, they have every right that they can do that. However, there's going to be a procedure or process that they must fill out with the principal. That outlines it in policy 801. It's equal opportunities for students and groups. But it's very explicit exactly what the school can and cannot do. The groups that want to come forward and do this, again, has to be student-driven, not teacher-driven. The second reading will happen in February at the next February school board meeting, which is going to be February 26th at 5 o'clock. And then once the reading happens twice, then it goes into effect. So that was a big item for me last night as well. Any questions regarding that?
So exactly, is this something that a student, maybe a group of students, want to create a club, and this is something that it's their idea and they approach the administration about?
Yep, they approach the administration, say, hey, we'd like to have this activity after school. It's not school-sponsored. It's not teacher-sponsored. It's not principal-sponsored. It's going to come from the students themselves. It has to be student-driven. No public funding will be used for this activity. And a couple handbook changes that were made last night by the middle school and high school is we have a list of some school-sponsored clubs or activities, and then there's a list of non-school-sponsored club or activities that have been around for a while. The FCA and the GSA are two groups that are not school sponsored, but they've been in the involved in the school district for many years. Those are just two examples. If any group wants to come forward and say, yeah, I'd like to start the sweatpants club, you know, we got to do that. We have to allow students to be able to do this. It's federal law, but I want to make sure that Crookston School District has a policy in place for these different groups, and make sure that we're following the policy, both the student group and the school district itself.
Is this something that students have come up to you to talk about and say, hey, I want to start a group? Or was this just part of the natural process of the school year reading this policy?
Well, so basically, yes, students have approached administration, not myself, about starting a group or an activity after school. And then I looked into it further and I found out that the policy 801 is very explicit of what schools and teachers and administrators can and cannot do, and very explicit what students can and cannot do. It makes it very clear. And I realized that this policy came out in 2022 at MSBA, but for some reason Crookston did not approve this policy at the time. And maybe because, remember, MSBA sent out a lot of policies and say, hey, you know, we think you should do this or that. So the last time this policy, particular policy 801, was adopted was 2011. So I thought, as long as student groups are coming to me, and again, I don't care what student group it is, whether it's the Sweatpants Club or any group, they need to follow the procedures and policy as set forth in policy 801 so that we're all on the same page. And so that's why, since it was 2011, it needed to be updated. And that's exactly what we did last night.
So what is the procedure for students to create something?
Sorry, Tyler. They have to, they have 48 hours. If they want to have a meeting, they have to at least give the principal a 48-hour notice that, hey, we'd like to have this meeting. Again, it can't be during school day, the school time, but if they want to have a meeting at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's fine. If they want to have a meeting at 3:30 in the afternoon and use a classroom, that's fine. Again, that's fine with me. We probably are going to have somebody monitor the meeting, not go in there and teach them or anything like that, but to monitor the meeting so that if two kids get in a fight because one has blue sweatpants and one has black sweatpants, we need to have somebody in there for liability issues. So basically it's contacting the principal within 48 hours of wanting to have the meeting.
That's very interesting. And who knows, maybe a club or clubs will come up out of this.
Absolutely. And again, this is the school district does not pay these teachers or administrators to sit in this room. It's not school sponsored. So
at the end of the day, this is all about student participation, you know,
absolutely,
them getting together, more socializing and bonding over something that,
is a common theme for them. Yes, absolutely. It's ultimately about the student. It's a common theme. They want to talk and communicate, you know, something that's good that student activities or groups are able to happen. So, yes.
Recently, the first semester ended. Second semester is here, and I know we were talking about it beforehand. This is the time where we want the seniors to finish off their high school career really strong.
Absolutely, Tyler. You know, I was just talking to a bunch of individuals, and I said, I remember when I was a senior, I never had the senior slide. That was a joke, Tyler. But we want students to finish off strong second semester. You know, I've said this for years that you start your senior year, and I remember starting, I'm like, man, this senior year is going to take forever, and you blink, and pretty much your senior year is done. Finish out strong, seniors. Actually, every student should try to finish out strong as much as they possibly can, do the best they can, whatever class or discipline that they're in, that's great. But seniors especially, because, you know, they're on the tail end of their career at Crookston Schools, and they're going to go into their, what I call their second phase, second stage of their life, whether it be 2-year college, 4-year college, work, military, whatever it might be. And we want them to finish strong and have a great positive impact on them so that they can go and be successful, whatever endeavor they choose.
And that goes for all classes too, to make sure that that all classes, whether you're a senior or even a freshman, you know, this is a great building block for your high school career. So it's just as important for the freshmen too, to start off their high school career on the right foot.
Absolutely. You know, in my experience, a lot of times I've talked to 9th and 10th grader. I've talked to students who were seniors, and when they were 9th or 10th grade, they didn't do very well. Their freshman year, their grades maybe weren't the best. Usually it takes, in my experience, I'm not saying this is always the case, halfway through the sophomore year, students click and they say, oh man, I got to do better on my grades. Because your grade point average, when you, excuse me, Tyler, when you end up graduating your grade point average will help determine if you get scholarships and different things like that. So I always tell students, do the best you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And so hopefully all the students, they're able to finish the second semester off strong, and hopefully they're off to a great start with that second semester as well. And anything else that took place at the board meeting last night that you can think of?
Yeah, so I want to, it happens to be Paraprofessional Week here in Minnesota. They do this every year around this time, and I really want to put a plug in for our paraprofessionals and our instructional aides who work with our students and our teachers in their classrooms. And to be quite honest with you, Tyler, I would not last a week being a paraprofessional or instructional aide. They do a fabulous job, excuse me, Tyler, and often they get overlooked about how much they impact students and help with the teachers. So thank you to our paraprofessionals or instructional aides, especially during this week.
Yeah, they are the unsung heroes, you know, for the school system, and they're really great, and they do so much for, you know, the teachers and also the students too, and they're a great bridge between the students and those teachers.
Absolutely, and oftentimes students will go to them for extra help.
Yeah. So again, paraprofessional, is it just this week?
Yeah, it's this week that they get recognized by the state of Minnesota. Usually, the Governor Walz will send out a proclamation. We're going to do something nice for the paras and instructional aides here in Crookston. So just want to put a plug in for them, how great of a job they do.
We talked earlier that there were a couple of home games taking place, and concessions, have those been going well?
Yeah, you know, the concession stand's been going very well. I want to put a plug out there for Kayla, our high school secretary. She's, and Nate Labarsky, our activities director. They've both have done a really nice job with concessions. We use local businesses to help give our product that we sell out, and that's pizza, hot dogs, pop, Gatorade, waters, different things like that. It's been a very huge hit, our concession stands, and it's going very well, and we've actually been doing a very nice job. I myself have helped out, and just go in there and say, hey, what can I do? And it's actually every student group that works it for their organization gets $150 that night. So, like, last week, I think it was boys basketball that worked one night, and they're going to get $150 of the profits from that night for their program. So different groups get to work the concession stands if they want to and receive the $150 that night out of the profits for their particular group. And I think it's great. We have students that run the concession stands in conjunction with adults, and it's been a great process so far.
Excellent to hear that, and I think one last thing, a great way to end our Valley Talk, the high school, the Highland School Readathon leaders, those were honored, and they showed up last night, and boy, they read a lot of minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe how many minutes they were reading.
Yeah, Tyler, I have to tell you, I was really impressed, because believe it or not, as a superintendent, I need to do a better job of reading, and I cannot believe all those students, how many minutes they read, so that's a huge thing. I know KROX Chris Fee took a picture of them. I assume that the picture will come out. And I have to give credit to the students, but I also give credit to the parents, because you know something? The parents at home are doing a nice job of ensuring that students are continuing reading, because reading is the basis for every other subject, whether it's math, science, whatever. You have to read in order to understand other subjects. So great job, students, and great job, parents.
And keep up that work, too, even though the readathon isn't going along. Just keep on reading and keep trying to log those minutes.
Absolutely. It's great. It's a great thing to do.
Well, Randy, I think we covered a lot of ground here today. It was always great to see you and talk with you again. I don't think we missed out on anything.
No, I don't think so either, Tyler. It's just great to be here. I appreciate KROX giving me the opportunity to speak.
Well, we will see you once again next month, and thank you very much for joining us, and I hope you and all the students have a great month. We'll talk to you in February.
Thanks a lot, Tyler.
So that was Randy Berquist, the Crookston School Superintendent, here on today's Valley Talk program.